Time for business now. Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Corin Atamare. In the business news this morning, everyone's lining up to get a share of government money. Superannuation Fund gets a pretty glowing annual report, and we'll bring you the latest from the money markets. And calls are being renewed for the government to open up its checkbook and spend to counter sluggish economic growth. There were a few surprises in yesterday's gross domestic product data, which showed June quarter growth at 0.5%. That was in line with expectations, taking the annual rate to its slowest in 6 years of 2.1%, although that still beats most of the developed economies around the world. The numbers have done little to change market views that the Reserve Bank will likely keep the cash rate on hold next week, but cut again in November. With businesses seemingly unable to shake off their gloom, consumers showing few signs of spring enthusiasm, and ongoing global uncertainty. And Kiwi Bank's chief economist Jared Kerr says interest rate cuts are a given, but it's not what's really needed to make a difference.
We need the government to step in here. I think there's a lot that can be done in our economy where, you know, a public hand can play a big role, and I think we need to see more. So as far as I'm concerned, we all look at the RBNZ and the MPS. I think we should be looking more to the government and the budget.
What, when you talk about fiscal policy, what could we see here, or what do you think would be useful in this situation?
Right here, right now, we have very low interest rates. The lowest we've ever seen, and our government has access to large amounts of funding at very, very low rates. I think they could issue quite a lot of money, I'm talking billions, at rates at 1% or below. And then you could put that money to work, and you could put it to money to work with the private sector. So coming up with large infrastructure projects. Most economists will tell you that this country has an infrastructure deficit, which is our way of saying we haven't done enough over the last decades, not just the last few years, but decades of underinvestment. So there is a lot that we could do to improve the productivity and strength of our economy for the next generation.
That's Jared Kerr, Kiwi Bank's chief economist, talking to Kim Savage. Well, in addition to spending on infrastructure and stimulating the economy, participants in capital markets want the government to step up to support development and activity in their region. At an event to mark women's suffrage and the 150th anniversary of the capital markets yesterday, the risks and challenges for markets were discussed, such as competition from Australia's ASX, which has recently opened an office in Auckland, as well as increasing regulatory requirements. A recent review of capital markets had a raft of recommendations to invigorate the markets, with most needing some government action. Our senior partner at the law firm Minter Ellison Rudd Watts, Cathy Quinn, says the country needs its own stock exchange and would benefit from more partial privatisations of government companies, the mixed ownership model which brought power companies to market a few years ago.
Look, I think it's really important that NZX remains a separate listed entity in New Zealand. I think otherwise New Zealand companies will get subsumed on the ASX, we won't get reported on, and it's really important for our capital markets to provide career opportunities and so forth. Now, I know there's a whole lot of ticks there for the government, but we actually do need the government to help. That's how the MOM program came about. If we hadn't had the MOM program, we wouldn't have had all of those successes we've had over the last few years. So I do urge the government to embrace picking up some of those ticks and let us make it happen. That's what we really need to make sure ASX does not make the NZX irrelevant, in my view.
That's Cathy Quinn, senior partner at law firm Minter Ellison Rudd Watts. The Superannuation Fund is among the world's best sovereign investment funds, according to a new review. The review done by an international firm for Treasury says Superfund has exceptional governance and staff and investment strategies compared to other state superfunds around the world. But there are a few suggestions about how it might do better, such as increasing resources in its responsible investment division and review of its pay structure. The chief executive of the Superfund, Matt Winneray, notes the salary suggestion but says it faces challenges in getting pay packets right.
So what they said on the people front was they were very impressed with the quality of the management team, that the capabilities of the team, given the size and complexity of the portfolio, is in line with best practice. But we do have a challenge given our New Zealand location in terms of hiring specialised skills. We do a good job of offsetting that through engagement with outside firms, as well as in intrinsic motivations like our purpose and personal development. But we have to do that because they found that we paid lower compensation relative to our peers. And so we have to continually think about our employee value proposition. And their suggestion was not only think about that in relation to the non-compensation aspects, but also think about it in terms of the compensation aspects.
That's Matt Winray, Chief Executive of the Super Fund. A startup that will sell shares in commercial property in more accessible amounts says higher returns are becoming harder to find. The company, Jasper, will offer shares in its property portfolio, and its fees are about half those of other listed property investment firms. Company co-founder Mark Campbell says it's working through the regulatory requirements to open up a secondary market for investors to trade shares. Well, British real estate investment firm M7 has just taken a stake in Jasper. Mr. Campbell says it's keen to invest because it wants to increase its growth potential.
As an investor asset manager, they see the huge weight of capital that is out there, and that is chasing yield. And, you know, bluntly, it's really difficult to come by at the moment. It's a really tight market. Certainly in New Zealand, things are incredibly tightly held. So to see another player like the Jasper platform, a new and interesting opportunity to place funds and to a new investment opportunity for these type of investors, those guys were really encouraged by that, simply because I think they see the challenges of actually placing money themselves, and they also see the weight of cash out there that's actually looking for homes or looking to find yield in the space.
That's the co-founder of Jasper, Mark Campbell. Just coming up to 7:03, you're listening to Business on Morning Report. Time to catch up on how financial markets are doing. Wall Street reasonably muted. Microsoft has been lifting the main markets. Bit of optimism ahead of the resumption in talks between US and China on their trade dispute. The Dow Jones average been positive for most of the session, but in the past half hour or so, it's turned just a bit on the soft side. Currently down 11 points, that's a fraction of a percent, just over the 27,100 level. The broader S&P 500 also just reasonably flat, although it has been flirting with record highs. And the broader and the technology-heavy NASDAQ also just marginally higher. Our own top 50 index was up 26 points yesterday, just under a quarter of a percent. Starts the morning 10,801. To currency markets, well, overnight, we should say the Bank of England has left its benchmark interest rate unchanged at 0.75%. The commentary was reasonably neutral, no Brexit alarms to any extent, and certainly no dovish tone implying rate cuts. The result has been that sterling has rallied on that. Kiwi currently 63.1 US cents. At one stage, we did dip below 63 cents. That was a four-year low. We're sitting at 92.7 Australian, 50.3 British pence, 0.571 euro, 68.1 Japanese yen, 4.48 yuan. Brent crude oil up 65 cents, that's 1%, $64.25 US a barrel. Gold is up $6, about half a percent, at $1,500 US dollars an ounce. And one other quick bit of news. Being Mate, the Chinese infant formula former friend of Fonterra, taken to task by regulators in China for wanting to change its name, dropping reference to baby food. It's been asked to explain.